I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, everybody, it's your man, Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation.
Today on Dish Nation, Kim Kardashian shares a spooky prediction from a psychic about the coronavirus. We'll share that with you. Plus, Taye Diggs has a hilarious PSA about gym etiquette. And white people, he talking to you.
We go thirst trapping with Tristan Thompson, Vanessa Hudgens, and OG supermodel Paulina Poroskova. And is Soulja Boy the new king of clean with his soap company? We'll explain.
Vin Diesel reveals what little diva demand did he cast Cardi B in Fast and Furious 9? And is there anything that Jessica Simpson regrets from her past with Nick Lachey? We'll let you know.
And later, former first lady from Scandal, Bellamy Young, hangs with the LA crew and talks about her new show, Prodigal Son. This is Dish Nation!
Hey!
Now, L.A. isn't with us today, but it's okay, because we're going to hold it down now. All right, we got to talk about it, the coronavirus, the pandemic that's sending everyone around the globe into a panic. So Kim Kardashian hit the Twitter sphere and shared an excerpt from the late psychic Sylvia Brown's book, End of Days. Mm. Now, some of y'all might remember her from the Montel Williams show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she posted the excerpt with the caption. Courtney just sent this to our group chat. Now, the excerpt said, in 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than the illness itself is the fact that it'll suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived, then attack again 10 years later, then disappear.
Ooh. Mm. It kind of sends chills through your body because people are saying that the coronavirus is going to come, like it's come, as hard as it's hitting, and they're going to go away just like that.
I mean, that's kind of how most viruses go. They hit a peak, and then they ebb back down, and then, you know, we rock out. So there is some bad news, though. Hollywood's favorite actor, Tom Hanks, and his wife, Rita Wilson, are stuck in Australia with the coronavirus, and or NBA games have been suspended. But the good news is the prediction says that the virus will go away after some time.
So, Tom,
they'll be fine then. Yeah, Tom and his wife, so... That's interesting.
Yeah.
Please take the necessary precautions. Don't touch your face and make sure you wash your hands and seek medical attention the minute you don't feel well, all right? So what are y'all doing to defend yourselves from the coronavirus?
Well, I'm staying away from a lot of people. That's why we got a lot of space between us here.
You is a liar. You just said you're going to the mall today.
Yeah. And I mean, and my thing is I wash my hands a lot and stuff, but... I'm just not trying to get too scared because, you know, it'll make me nervous and then I'll be locked up in the house.
Yeah, it is.
Can't go to the mall,
Right. Yeah. You're right. I'm trying not to really tap into, like, people with the panic because that's going to be done trigger my doggone anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, like, doing the sanitizer. My hands be a little ashy, but at least you know they clean.
Well, I can see her in a little PJ and a hazmat.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know, but when I I get home,
that would be cute.
But thinking of what I do for PJ, when I get home, mm-hmm. I take all my clothes out off from the day.
Yes.
I shower and I wash. Same thing for Dennis. When he comes home, we wash him completely down. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then he touches the baby.
You mean it's like you did him outside?
Yeah. You pulled him off. Damn near.
All right, well, I sure hope Frank and Heidi watch the show today because Tay Diggs says he is tired of your cousins and them messing up his luxury gym experience. Oh. The actor posted a video to social media letting the world know how he really feels about the Caucasian persuasion and their trifling ways, y'all. Check it out. Oh.
I don't mean to make this about race. I do believe we should all get along. But there are white people, certain white people, in my locker room that refuse to pick up their soiled towels. They leave them strewn about willy-nilly on the counters, on the floors, and on the benches, dare I say, the steam room, where I enjoy frequenting. So I ask you, white people, were you raised in a barn? Did you not have mothers and fathers that taught you to pick up after yourselves? Or are you, in fact, just lazy, spoiled, forgetful?
By the end of that, I thought he was going to say, this is Spartus. Like, that accent. What Spartacus? What he got?
This is Sparta. He went to the Portia Williams School of Voice Acting.
Yeah. But you don't talk about the good white people like that. How dare he?
What you mean, Gary? It's like, leave that nasty towel. You don't want to be seeing their towel. No, you want them to clean up.
That's why they pay to go to that luxury gym to drop those towels on the floor to have somebody pick them up behind.
That's probably what it is.
That's the place the towels can go. When they finish with it, you just
drop
it.
No, you leave it on the floor.
I think Gary may be on to something because the white people in my gym are very clean. Like, they almost make me want to wipe the machine down before I use it and wipe it down when I get finished. They clean all the time.
No, but you're
at a luxury gym, I guess they think, I paid to leave my towel
there. Do you think I'm going to sit there and pick up a towel behind me at a luxury gym? No, ma'am. Then he's going to say, were they raising a boy? My mom used to tell us, were you raising a boy when you leave the door open, not when you leave your towels on the floor.
He done hit your white side today.
Yes,
white woman from Martha's Vineyard.
Okay,
honey.
Don't do it, no.
Well, he called y'all.
Then he called me a.
He called you a.
All right, so y'all know what I'm excited about.
First Trapping with the Stars.
Yep, and first up we have supermodel Paulina Porizkova, and she's 54 years old, and she's giving the young girls out here a run for their money. Now, she posted a photo of herself wearing a barely there black bikini over a waterfall in Cuba with the caption, and at the end of the dusty road is this, a beautiful waterfall, and you cool down and wash the dust off, and then get back on the ATV for some more adventures in dirt.
This is Thirst Trapping to me. Because she making me thirsty, and I don't even give a damn. She got me zooming all the way in.
She's making you work for the thirst.
Just to see her body.
Yes, honey. And she talking about dirt and things, honey. That's not very coronavirus-ish.
Yeah. Nah, it's definitely not sanitary. It's an attempt at a thirst trap. I mean, I ain't necessarily buying the bait.
I like it to be closer. I don't like my thirst trap so far away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now we all like this in our home, trying to see what she got.
A magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Honey.
Right. No. Thirst trap for real, girl.
Yeah, put it in my face.
Okay, not.
Pause.
Oh, wow.
Well, y'all, I got something for the ladies.
What?
And I think after this, we will all understand why Khloe Kardashian just cannot leave Tristan Thompson alone. Mm. Now, he posted this photo of himself getting a late night work in. Now, he also put the caption with it, late night workout.
Definitely trapping.
Mm-hmm.
If he was trapping, I think this could be worse. He could have on some, like, really, really tight shorts. He could be standing up.
He's
working out.
Life.
Yeah, there's nothing to me this thirst trappy about this.
Yeah, he's just showing that flab, honey.
Yeah, he's just working out.
Did you say flab?
Yeah, that's a little flab. You can't see that flab. I mean,
I'm sorry. I can't look that close, but I don't see flab.
And nobody ain't thirsty with that, honey, but Khloe.
You don't want it?
Mm-mm. Throw it back in the water.
No fish.
Okay, honey. Last, honey, up we have Miss Vanessa Hudgens, now who's known for posting thirst trapping photos on Thursdays. Now, we'll say, honey, that she posted a series of photos with a green sparkly corset and barely there boy shorts with the caption, that good, good. Oh, right, bitch. No, it's not thirsty, LOL.
Oh, okay. She like, you know it's the good girl.
I don't like this.
He don't like it, guys.
I don't like this green. I don't like the way it's shaped. It does nothing for her
like
body.
It gives me like Poison Ivy vibes.
Yeah, I don't like this red lipstick or this red blush.
She look like a scallop on the chest, but no.
Yeah, she thirst trapping, but it's a fail.
Yeah, it's a fail.
Epic fail.
Nobody copying from that trap.
And that rouge on them cheeks.
It's too red.
It's the rouge, honey. It's the lipstick.
Took a little bit of that lipstick and put it on her cheeks and was like,
yeah. We used to do that back in the day.
All right, y'all. Okay, coming up, honey, the coronavirus has Soulja Boy marching to the bank, and we'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
Okay, Gary, I know you've got the tea, but I got something that might help with that back pain.
Ooh, honey, really tell me more.
Well, I mean, sleep is important. The quality of sleep affects the quality of your daily life. And if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you gotta try a Purple mattress. Purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses a one-of-a-kind Purple grid. The Purple grid feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you the zero-gravity-like feel, and it works in any sleeping position.
Now, what's the tea?
Well, you get a 100-night risk-free trial, and if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, backed by a 10-year warranty. Free shipping and returns when ordered from Purple.com. You're gonna love Purple, and right now, my viewers will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to all the great deals they offer in site-wide. Just text DISH to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DISH to 84888. That's DISH to 84888. Message and data rates may apply. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, I guess Soulja Boy had the right idea with his latest invention. So as you guys know, ever since the coronavirus outbreak, things have been kind of hectic, and people have been buying out cleaning products, sanitizers, masks, gloves, you name it. Well, Soulja Boy saw dollar signs in the wake of everything and decided to invest in a company called The Soap Shop to sell his own personalized soap products. And guys, from what I heard, he's making a whole lot of money from the idea. But what y'all think? This was a good investment or well-timed or what?
Well-placed with the timing, but, like, I don't know. Like, do we trust Soulja Boy to make a product that will, like, effectively clean stuff?
Right.
Exactly.
From what I heard, it's flavored soaps.
Yeah, strawberry.
It don't say nothing about antibacterial. I think he may have been working on this prior to the coronavirus thing. Because if I had soaps, the first thing I would say is to kill germs.
That's right.
Antibacterial.
Right. Yeah. 90% alcohol is involved.
Right. I think it's fruity kind of soaps. Because when I talked to Ricky on the show, he was like, we can't eat no soap.
Right.
It's flavored.
Child, we don't want no bubble bath.
But my thing is, if it's packaged away, we're looking at it, I don't think I would buy it because I need a nice package. And that looks very cheesy and Dollar General.
It's for children. I think that's why it looks
for,
like
young
that.
People.
Yeah.
They needed like a cool name to go with it too, like Soulja Boy Smell 'Em or something like that.
Exactly, that's dope.
Soulja Boy Soap 'Em.
Well, moving on, everybody loves Cardi B. Well, maybe not everybody, but for sure Vin Diesel's 4-year-old daughter Pauline does. And of course, we love Cardi too. So during a recent appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Vin Diesel revealed how Cardi got her role in the upcoming film Fast and Furious 9. And let's just say Vin had a little someone put a bug in his ear about it. Check it out.
My daughter wanted a piece of casting to happen, so Cardi B is in it.
Your daughter said to you, Dad, will you put Cardi B in the movie? Yes. And you said, oh, that's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
And then how does
she
work?
She's listening to I Like It Like That.
Do you call Cardi B then and say, hey, we'd love to have you in the movie?
You have to work with the writers people. And you have to create a role that would work for the...
So how y'all think Cardi B's gonna do?
She's gonna kill it.
Yeah,
She did good in Hustlers.
Yeah. I think she's gonna do good because, you know, the women who are in this film are really saucy. Like, they got an attitude and they're kind of edgy. And I know that Cardi can do that role.
And the writers are gonna write it perfect for her because they know how she is and they've seen her act and they know how she talks and all that.
But Vin Diesel wasn't crazy. He put her in there, honey, to sell that damn movie.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
So, honey, trust me. Is Tyrese still in it?
All of them are still in it. Yeah.
But I will say this, Vin Diesel, give her a long role. Give her a couple lines.
Yeah.
Because it's like when I see her in a movie, you just get a taste. But you like her so much, I want to see more of her.
She's really good.
Yeah.
And the Fast and Furious as a franchise is very notorious for taking, like, pop people of the time and just dropping them in there real quick. Like
2 seconds. So y'all want more?
That's all they need for advertising. Oh, they throw you in that trailer real quick. Well,
I'm glad like her whole scene is in the commercial.
Right.
Up next, she was First Lady Melly Grant in Scandal. The fabulous Bellamy Young sits down with the L.A. crew to chat about her hit Fox show, Prodigal Son. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
We got a very special guest in the studio. Yeah. You know her from shows like Scandal and Criminal Minds.
Oh, yes.
She's currently starring in the Fox series Prodigal Son.
Yes. So good.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Bellamy Young. Yeah.
Now, on Scandal, your husband cheated on you.
Sure.
On Prodigal Son, your husband, a doctor and serial killer.
Sure.
You really do have a type.
I've got mad skills. Such good skills with the, oh, is there a serial killer? Or is there a big fat jerk? No, thank heavens that's all at work.
Prodigal Son's in the middle of its first season, so if people haven't jumped on board yet on Fox, give us a little brief description of what's going on.
Well, Prodigal Son sort of asks, what if Hannibal Lecter were your father?
Wow.
And sweet Michael Sheen, who is, you know, wildly gifted.
And unrecognizable in this. Like, what he's willing to do.
Yeah. So he plays a serial killer, the surgeon, who 23 years ago was carted away to Hannibal Lecter land, and our little sweet son grew up to be a profiler because he wanted to atone for the sins of his father. And that's Tom Payne from Walking Dead. And there's just horror and humor and heart.
But there's only a 13-year age difference between you and Tom Payne, who plays your son. Is that weird at all? That has to be weird.
Well, first of all, I turned 50.
Oh, my gosh.
I sure did.
You got a kick.
Girl, looks so good.
Thank you.
Amazing.
In my mind, I feel much older than Tom.
He's very boyish looking, too, which helps.
Right.
He's very boyish.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm bossy, and so it all works out.
All right. Well, our Dish Nation crew did some research, and I learned a little something. I didn't know that your real name is Amy.
It is. Amy Maria Young. My initials spell my name.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Amy up and Amy down.
Amy up, Amy down. All right, then this will be perfect because I want to play a little game.
Mind blown.
You killed it when you're on Jeopardy, so you're a very smart person. And I want to play a game. It's a trivia game. I'm going to give you a clue, and then you're going to tell me which famous Amy you think this is.
Okay, yeah. I love this. Right.
It's all called Famous Amy.
We didn't really work on
it. Let's hear who is so famous.
I like it.
All right, okay, so we'll start off easy. This comedian and actress is one of the 100 most influential people.
That is true. She's right.
It's her game. It's her game, bro. We're not supposed to be playing.
I'm so sorry.
We're very competitive, Bellamy. That is correct, Amy Schumer. All right, this one's for Bellamy.
Yes.
This actress has been nominated for an Oscar 6 times, but is yet to win.
Amy Adams.
Yes!
Yo.
She's crazy, because she's so good.
She's
talented.
Yes.
Yep. All right, Bellamy, this SNL alum has a new animated series on Fox, your same network. It's called Duncanville.
Amy Poehler.
This singer started out in Christian music, but crossed over into pop with hits like Every Heartbeat.
Baby.
Amy Grant. Yeah.
You're good.
Did you hear the singing voice right there? Did you know that she has recorded an album?
What?
She is a singer. Now, if you could do the fantasy duet of all time, who would you do it with?
I think John Legend does the duet game really well. He writes a sweet song, and he's a good, like, partner to sing
That's
with.
Right.
We are just holding every people. And then just
exactly.
come in.
And I'm like, all the way up the charts.
Got the old soprano thing now.
I know. Who is that? I don't know. John, he needed it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, Prodigal Son, if you haven't watched this show, it's on Monday nights.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock on Fox, and it is fantastic. Thanks, Bellamy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, stay tuned because we have more Dish Nation ahead.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Woo!
Now, who could forget one of the first celebrity reality shows, newlyweds Nick and Jessica? They were young and in love, but unfortunately, the couple divorced just 4 years later. Jessica Simpson recently sat down with Ryan Seacrest, and they talked about being a reality star at a young age and if she'd do it again. Let's take a look.
You were mentioning the reality show, which you and Nick did, which is how many years ago?
I mean, I was 22.
Right. Like, now, and the world got to know, like, everything about you fast. Right?
They really did.
Do you think it was a mistake to open yourself up so early to the world?
Oh, no. It's been the most empowering thing I could possibly do.
To do the Newlywed Show was?
Oh, I do believe that doing the Newlyweds is what made people... I mean, it's what launched my brand. It's what launched...
So that was a good, you think that still was the right thing to do?
Absolutely. I would go back and do it all over again.
Did she say she would do it again?
She said she would do it again. Because that launched her damn brand. We would not know who Jessica was had it not been for that reality show.
But I think the chicken of the sea line made her so viral that, like, you know, it was a faux pas that kind of popped off and popped off.
She was so sincere about that. My viral moment was 265 days a year. Yeah. So that was my chicken of the sea.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
265.
I said I was meeting with Nene and Cynthia. Uh-huh. And when I tell you I was such a fan of Nene, I was so nervous. And I was explaining my family's charity. And I was like, we help the kids not only on holidays, we help them 265 days a year. And Nene got her interview and said, where this bitch from?
I literally thought y'all only helped them part of the year.
Me too.
And I'm 100 join y'all.
Weekends off. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.